Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday, honey. It is hump back Wednesday. That's what they tell me. But you know what, around here, it's Whiskey Wednesday, baby. Yes, it is. July 27, 2022, 1 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know we got to push it up to the ATL, to the home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa. Do have members in the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan. But Tati, this show is being brought to you by Gumparum.com. GUBBARUM.com. Gumparum. Steve Gum is the CEO and the founder of Gumparum. We do have two different flavors of Gumparum. Natural vanilla, which is Gumba Go. And we have natural coconut, which is a Gumba Silver, my darlings. Yes. Let me tell you, there is a special musical salute on today. Special musical salute on today for M. Ritz. I'm telling you, we're going to have a blast of a good time because the music is hot. It is a smash hit single. Can I tell you? Listen, let me tell y'all something. The Fierce Female Network is an all-star lineup, honey. Superstars of today and tomorrow. Yes, indeed. Listen, I'm going to be speaking with the artist in one moment, M. Ritz. And let me tell y'all something. When the music is playing, y'all know how it goes down on Fierce Female Network. I'm going to be hard at work. I have made some new contacts. Let me tell y'all something. The show is not about me. It is about the independent artists because I have been supporting independent artists since 2007. Let me tell y'all something. Brad Murphy is an A&R rep. Yes, he is, and he's done work with Universal Music Studios. And I'm telling you, he reached out to me this morning. I said, oh, my goodness, I am going to be sending artists over to him to work with him and to really help to advance and further their careers. I'm going to say hello to my guest. Good morning. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? I'm thrilled to be on.
I am fantastic. I am so delighted and so glad to have you here on today.
Mm-hmm. It's a pleasure to be here. Absolute honor.
Thank you. You know, I had played your music a couple weeks ago, and I'm telling you, that song is really phenomenal. It is really great. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it a lot. You're welcome. Let me tell you, I want to go back just a little bit and to get the backstory. Now, have you always been in music, or what got you started in music, or was your family in music?
Yeah, so I've had an interesting path, like many people, but I started singing from a young age. Music was always a part of my family. My parents, you know, played guitar. At the recommendation of a choir teacher from a young age, I started taking voice lessons. I was trained in classical and jazz. I ended up going to a small private school in Eastern Washington State with a music scholarship for vocal performance. I was planning on singing opera. And then I was also very much had a very big nerdy side of me. I ended up getting my master's degree in history, thought about becoming a history professor. I still maintain my music scholarship, still sing in select choirs, took voice lessons. I sing in, you know, funk bands, blues bands, all of that. And then I came back to music. I'm originally from Seattle. It was, you know, a few years ago. I had come out for somebody I got engaged to, ended that, it wasn't a good match, and was just trying to figure out what I was going to do with my life. And then it just became clear once I started working on songwriting that doing a pop, jazzy pop kind of music was my mission in life for helping connect with people around the world.
Wow. Awesome. That is amazing. You know, I was looking at your story, and I see that you independently started releasing music 2018. You have made great strides in a short time.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, and also, you know, we've had these hard times with the pandemic and everything, and just been grateful to be able to keep putting stuff out there, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I love the jazzy side of you. I love the classic side of you. I know that some of your inspirations came from Peggy Lee, Ella Fitzgerald,
mm-hmm.
who are some phenomenal, great singers, legendary and iconic, Aretha Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what's in store for you next for your music career? What do you see yourself working on next?
Right, so this month I released, with that track, Diamonds Are Forever, the cover I did, which was quite a reconstruction of the original. I could never top what, you know, Dame Shirley Bassey did with that song, but I released a 7-track EP that I had been working on for over a year, released some music videos, and now I will be releasing another couple of singles. The next one is August 5th, that are very, very jazzy pop, more mm-hmm. in line with a certain jazzy pop kind of sound I'm working on crafting.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And, you know, I got to tell you, I love how you designed your website. It's phenomenal. You know, you have that James Bond kind of feel, too. When you go to the website, you guys, when you visit our website, it's m-ritz.com. I want you guys to take a look. So when we come to your website and you're putting on your lipstick in the mirror, and you've got that, like, I'm the James Bond girl. You know, it's like, whoa, you know. It's like you're pulling in all that energy, you know what I'm saying, all that great energy from 007. And, I mean, it's like, bam, you just pop it right on point. It's just phenomenal. It's great.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I got that photo a while back with a friend who's a photographer. And, you know, I showed that to some friends, and they're like, that is you. You need to put that on your website.
You did it right on point. I mean, the shot is everything. It is everything. It's like, you know, you want to run out and go to the Ritz or something. You just give us all that feeling. It's just wonderful. And I'm going to play the song, Diamonds Are Forever, and then we're going to come back and talk just a little bit. And while the song is playing, I like to shoot across different Spotify profiles to different individuals that's on my list. And so they always mm-hmm. ask for music every single day. And so that's what I'm going to be doing while the music is playing. I'm going to be doing that for you.
Wonderful.
Give me one moment. All right, guys, this is Diamonds Are Forever by M. Ritz. Take a listen.
Diamonds are forever.
Honey, I am busy over here. I am busy while the music is playing. I'm telling you, I'm just over there talking to everybody. Honey, you are a diva in your own right. I'm telling you, the hair on the back of my head is saying, hallelujah. I'm telling you. You are amazing. You are amazing.
You're very kind. I've been just so fortunate to have, you know, training and to have people working with me who really are very supportive of my vision.
Yes, I'm telling you, it's wonderful. And so just to give you an idea of what I was doing, I was contacting every day a lot of individuals in the music and entertainment business. You know, they're always asking
mm-hmm.
for new music. What can we put on our playlist? What do you have anything hot?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I was doing on the flip side over there, sending it out to the people on the list. Prospect Radio, I'm not sure if you heard. I always try to announce it every day. They have about 40,000 on their list. And Brad
mm-hmm.
Murphy, who is an A&R rep. And then Social Nova
mm-hmm.
have about 300,000 on their list. But now that doesn't mean that you'll be having, I was telling everybody yesterday, now listen guys, it doesn't mean you're going to have 50,000 streams in one day. That's
right, right, of course.
You know, I send it out and then they'll contact me and then they'll say, well, everyone that shoots over the link, we will listen to the music and it may or may not get added to the playlist. You know, that's the way that it works.
Right. Yep,
yeah.
Absolutely.
So I figure as many contacts as you have for the artists, the better. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anything is great.
Yes. And so I really enjoy that song. And so now, have you made a music video for this song? I'm not sure if you have or not.
Yes, I have. I have it on my YouTube channel.
Okay.
It's youtube.com/EmiratesOfficial. And I have this music video, and for the EP, I made two other music videos with a team, and then the rest of the songs are lyric videos. So, like, the whole EP is kind of like a visual album, too, on YouTube. So, just trying to put out as much material out there for folks as possible.
Okay. And so now, are you connected with any charities or community events? Are you somewhat of a person that's into philanthropy? Have you reached out to community or organizations? A lot of artists do try to give back. What are some of the things that you like to give back to?
Right, absolutely. I have been jumping back and forth across the country the past few years, but I was very, especially when I was in college and grad school and after, I did a lot of volunteer work, whether it was, you know, with Second Harvest, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Humane Societies, things like that, working with New York Cares out here in New York. I think that's a great organization that makes it really easy for people to get involved as a community. As of right now, I have just been focusing on making music and putting it out there to then go out. And something I'm definitely passionate about is, like, giving back, especially to, like, New Orleans and jazz heritage. You know, so much music would not be in existence today, you know, if we didn't have those roots. And, I really hope to give back a lot more to the New York community. I was in Seattle for about 3 years, and I moved
mm-hmm.
back recently. I definitely am a big fan of New York Cares and all the different activities they have for people to get involved in the communities around them to see what's going on.
Okay. That's awesome. That is wonderful. That is really great to hear. And I was just making contacts as well for you over on the flip side on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I love to keep that going.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yes.
That is wonderful. Yeah. you know, so now your family, do you have sisters and brothers? I'm not sure if you have other family members in music as far as sisters and brothers or nieces and nephews. Are they into the arts in any way?
Well, I have three older brothers. None of them have pursued much with music. Everyone's been dabbling in music, whether it's playing some guitar. One of my brothers, however, he's taken DJ courses and is working on creating his own music. So I'm very excited to see what he does with that.
Wonderful. Wonderful. You know, and
mm-hmm.
I'm a person, I'm not sure if you heard me talk about it, but I do try to speak to it every day as far as artists having multiple streams of income. That's one thing that I'm very passionate about. That's one thing that I do
mm-hmm.
believe in. And with your talent, I'm telling you, now, it's been a long time since I come across the artists. I do come across a lot of talented artists with great music,
mm-hmm.
great voices and things like that. But with you,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like your music and your voice, you know, it's going to be hugely successful. Of course, I already know that because you got that shine on you. You got that shine on you. And I know that there's going to be a lot of different doors open. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I believe in multiple streams of income for my artists. And I always tell them, you know, try
mm-hmm.
to get into movie, film, commercials to have that other layer
mm-hmm.
of income. So
absolutely.
Now, is that something that you've thought about or...
Yes, I've definitely thought about that. I also do have a day job to pay the bills. I recently have, for the past years, been in the diamond industry, and that's part of what inspired me to do a cover of Diamonds Are Forever. But yes, I've definitely been interested in film or just voiceovers or, you know, other creative outlets.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. Now, I didn't know that you work in the diamond industry. I didn't know that.
Yes, yes. I mean, I've held a bunch of different jobs, a lot of executive assistant positions, and most recently have been working in the diamond industry, working at an accounting firm right now. So I'm definitely always doing plenty to try to fund, you know, my music to get that out there and then allow myself to be able to do more with my music.
Okay, wonderful. We have just about 5 minutes left in this episode, and I do need to wrap up just a little bit. And I wanted to say, because you mentioned about voiceovers, that is a great way to bring in additional incomes and have a second
mm.
career. And the reason I mention mm. it, a friend of mine who he started off in music, and then his music went in a lot of different directions. And then he got into,
mm-hmm.
he started doing voiceovers because he was just curious about it. And bam, it just kind of opened up a floodgate of opportunities. And he started doing voiceovers
mm-hmm.
for NBC, Fox News, the Disney Channel. It can really be a great thing to do.
I will have to look into more of that then.
Yeah. And so is there any last words or any encouraging words or any advice that you like to give to new budding artists to help them to kind of go in the right direction when it comes to getting into music?
Yes. I think it's so important to learn how to focus on your own thoughts, your own voice, to take other people's opinions into consideration, but to remember that as an artist, you are bringing your own unique perspective to something, and it's important to hold on to that. Just also that no matter what background you have, what stage in life you are, if you have a vision and you have the determination and grit, you know, to go through anything to get your goals accomplished, to just go for it because, you know, life is short and it's better living, you know, having tried than living with what if, you know.
Yes, absolutely. And then let me ask you this one last question. Now, I find this
mm-hmm.
interesting. I've come across a lot of entrepreneurs and mainly artists who think, and just let me get your idea, they think that they don't need a website because of social media, you know, is a strong arm. You know, we have Facebook and Instagram. They feel there's no need anymore for a website. Now, what do you think about that? Do you think that we still need website? I think that we personally do, but they seem to think, well, websites are old and done away with. We don't need that.
I think, and I've heard many other people state that it's really necessary. I have to build my own email list, but social media accounts can be deleted at any second, and you could lose all those fans, all those followers at any given moment. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but if you have your own website and you build your own fan base that way, your email contacts and updates and whatnot, that's going to really help you carry that through whatever happens with, you know, the world of social media and whatnot. It's just like your storefront. So I think it's absolutely necessary.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. I thought it'd be a good idea of individuals to hear it coming from an individual that's professional, polished, has a great, great presence, on the internet, because, you know, the internet, they call it the internet streets because it never closes down. It's open 24/7, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
so it's a great
idea. Absolutely.
Yes, and so I'm so glad to hear you say that, and I think it's a good idea for other artists to hear an artist say that, because they seem to think, and they tell me that all the time. I'm like, what are they thinking? Where are they getting this from? I don't know where the idea is coming from that it's something that you don't need, but I think it's extremely important because that's where you're really showing your presence, you're showing your vibe, you're showing what type of energy you have when people visit your website, and it really it's really needed. Like you said, it's the storefront. It's your storefront.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
And also I want to ask now, what do you plan for the future? I know you're planning to, of course, still work on your music in the future. Any other plans that you have?
Yes. I, you know, with my history background and background in the diamond industry, I'm also working on developing a vlog to break down the diamond industry for consumers, for people who are curious about how the trade works. I read about 40, 50 books over the past year or two. Gathering books from all over the world on the industry, scouring the internet, watching every video possible. And that's something else I'm passionate about. You know, it's just one way to look at the world and how we process things just through the perspective of just the diamond industry, for example. And there's a lot of intrigue around that industry. So there's that. And then also just continue putting out my music. I've had to use so much energy for other things that now I'm going to focus on a lot more performing opportunities and just getting more out there.
You know, let me ask you now that you kind of have me intrigued a little bit. Now with the blog, when do you plan to, is there a target date or when can we look to see the blog? You got me a little interested here.
Yes, yes. In the coming months. Definitely in the coming months. It's just, I'm just very, like, you know, having had, you know, academic background in history, I'm so on top of, like, fact checking and making sure I'm explaining things clearly, accessibly, and just really trying to make it something that's interesting for different kinds of avenues to look at the industry, whether you're a consumer trying to make a diamond purchase, whether you're either, you know, somebody who's just really intellectually curious and wants to know about the industry and also is curious about, you know, ethical things involved in the industry, or if you want to know about the history of diamonds in the world, you know, I'm going to have you covered.
I love it. I love that. I love that. I'm going to be looking forward to that. I'll be following you on Instagram, or I'm not sure where you announced that it's out there, but I will be, you know, following you so I can, I love to learn. You know, one of my things is I love to learn new things. And so having an interest, you know, you're interested in diamonds, and I heard you say you love to fact check, so you had me sold when you said fact check. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yes. So much misinformation out there, so it's good to just try to make sure you're giving people the best information possible.
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to be looking forward to that. All right. Well, I really do appreciate you coming in. I have just about – oh, you're welcome. I have about 2 minutes left in this episode. And once again, guys, I want you to check out her website, which is m-ritz.com.
It's been an absolute honor and pleasure speaking with you today.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. It was a pleasure having you on. I'm telling you. Feel free to reach out at any time. If the network can ever do anything for you when you have new music, I will be more than happy to play it. It'd be my pleasure.
Thank you so much. You're very kind.
You're more than welcome. All right, guys, I do have some more music that's coming up on today. Guess what? I'm going to be back later on this afternoon, having some more music, more contacts, creating more opportunities for independent artists. Y'all know what it's about? It's about getting y'all out there, getting music out there. And I am so, so excited about Brad Murphy. Going to be talking with him a little bit later. He's very interested to see what's going on and some of the new music that's being played on the Fierce Man Network. And I do have something that's coming up for you right now. Y'all know about High Side and Hap here. Been pushing this music for the last couple months. If you have not heard this particular song, I'm going to play it for you right now. Once again, it is called Hap here. It's a little bit different flavor. It's a little country blues and soul mixed in together. I want y'all to check this out. This is Hap here.
Uh-oh. Baby. Ooh-wee, baby, 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 baby. All right. Let's go to High Side. Hey. Oh, baby girl, you know I got a game. Don't rock the boat. I wanna take you to a place where blues sets up. So she wanna roll, but can you hold the flow? While you're peer being, baby, what you need? I got a double dose. She wanna go. Woo. Down the country road, where the music keep playing and moonshine make you lose control. She wanna know if I'ma please her, baby. From the top of the top, I'll show you how we love the lady. Look at him now. All this southern country love, and I want you to be shaking. When she move her body, say she's not for me. Watch yourself, I'm gonna risk it all. Oh, she got that feel. I know a hole in the wall. We can turn it to the 12 of the year. Have it. Let's go to the juice joint party.
All right, guys, that's a little bit of Happy High Side. Listen, let me tell you something. I'm going to be back later on today. I got some more music from Jonathan Desfernay. I'm telling you, it is bad stuff, good stuff, good stuff, good stuff. And I'm going to tell you, I got some more new music. I am so excited. Electric Music Magazine. I got to turn Emirates over to Electric Music Magazine. It's a great magazine. They have about 30,000 readers every month, and I think that'd be a great, 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 great opportunity, a great opportunity for more exposure. Listen, guys, I got to get on up out of here. I am telling you, it's been a stone cold blast. Emirates is the bomb. I'm telling you, she's phenomenal. I will be following her on Instagram. I know her career is going to be successful, hugely successful, let me put it like that. And I didn't tell her this, but I'm going to say this right now. She kind of has that Madonna energy. So, you know, Madonna's just huge, bigger than life. And so I'm telling you, she is trailblazing in that direction. She's trailblazing in that direction. Madonna, Madonna, Madonna. Do y'all hear me? Do y'all hear me up in here? Y'all know how it go. You know how it goes. Since 2007, I don't know how it happens, but in 2007, it started out as WSF Radio. You know, I rebranded into the Fierce Female Network. And I'm telling you, different artists that come on the show. That's what happens. Spirit shows up, things get spoken. I'm telling you, bam, bam, bam. It's not me, it's spirit. So listen, Madonna, she has that Madonna energy. Madonna's success is all over her. She's going to be bigger than life. You hear what I'm saying? I'm talking about Empress. You know what I'm saying. So listen, she is very, very intelligent, highly intelligent. You know, when you have the package, she has that package. Highly intelligent, she has skill, she has talent, she's very professional, you know, and she handles herself very well. She knows how to speak to the media. So listen, and you need all those things. All of those things are great, great ingredients for what? For success. Woo, baby, 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 baby. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a show, Coach. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and food.